This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. An Adams County court judge has dropped a 5-year prison sentence handed down to former Aurora fire paramedic Peter Chikuniak. He was convicted of negligent homicide and second-degree assault in the 2019 death of Elijah McClain. His sentence is now 4 years of probation and the 10 months he's already served. His defense attorney said he was a model inmate while in state prison. Shanine McClain, Elijah's mother, told state attorneys that she disagreed with the reconsideration. The State Board of Education has voted to temporarily lower the passing score on high school math tests. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine explains.
There are many ways students can meet graduation requirements, but a certain score on the math SAT test is one. Test scores fell significantly this year, putting nearly 3,500 Colorado students in jeopardy of not meeting graduation requirements. But it was the first time students took the test on computers, and what was tested changed as well. Board member Steve Durham said data show test scores dropped across the country.
The most likely reason for the differential in the outcome is due to a change in the test rather than a change in student performance.
The board voted to lower the minimum passing score for 2 years. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A wave of catalytic converter thefts off cars in Denver is easing. Last year, thousands of the devices were stolen, but authorities report the thefts have dropped more than 90% since. Police say new state and local laws are making it tougher to sell stolen parts, and the market for the precious metals inside has slowed. Other cities across the state have also seen similar drops. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.